Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. Minister for Power K.G. Kenye has highlighted the immense potential of hydropower in the state, saying over 80% of the capacity remains untapped. He was addressing a session on power organized by the Ministry of Donor during the Ashta Lakshmi Mahotsav in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said, while Nagaland has a total of 633 megawatt of hydropower potential, including operational and identified capacities, only 104 megawatt has been tapped so far. He underscored the vital need for infrastructure development to close the gap. Mr. Kenye further highlighted the shortfall in transmission infrastructure to meet the state's energy demand and outlined proposed construction of substations and transmission lines. To this, he reiterated the call for financial support from the centre to fulfil the plan. Acknowledging the significance of the event, Kenya urged for organising the initiative in the Northeast states as well. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar presented India's comprehensive strategy for West Asia at the Manama Dialogue, emphasising the region's critical importance to India's economic and strategic interest. The minister highlighted that India conducts annual trade worth $170 to $180 billion with the Gulf Cooperation Council, Iran and Iraq, while trade with Mediterranean nations amounts to $80 to $90 billion. There are over 10 million Indians in the Gulf region and 500,000 in Mediterranean countries. Jaishankar emphasized the region's pivotal role in India's future energy security. The minister noted that the region is also crucial for India's agricultural sector through fertilizer imports and is emerging as a key partner in technology and investment collaboration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Haryana today. During his Rajasthan visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Rising Rajasthan Global Summit 2024 at Jaipur Exhibition and Convention Centre and address the gathering. More than 5,000 business and trade representatives, diplomats and investors, delegates and other participants will attend the investment summit. Representatives from 32 countries are participating in the investment summit, with 17 of them being the partner countries. Later, the Prime Minister will launch the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana. This scheme is designed to empower women aged between 18 to 70 years who have passed matriculation, creating new employment opportunities. Superintendent of Police Perrin has informed on a shooting practice by the F Company 11th NAP India Reserve. The practice will be carried out tomorrow and Wednesday at firing range Police Reserve Perrin from 6:30 a.m. onwards. The Superintendent of Police has requested all relevant authorities to notify the villagers in the vicinity not to venture out, as well as to prevent cattle from straying into the area in order to avoid any untoward incident or injury. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended Tehrini greetings to the Angami community. In a social media post, Mr. Rio urged all to recall our roots and the legacy of those before us during this sacred time. The Chief Minister urged all to honour the wisdom of the forefathers and values that unite everyone. Deputy Chief Minister Yantong Opadon has also greeted the Angami community on the joyous occasion. In a message, he said, Tehrini is a time for the youth to embrace and learn the rich culture and beautiful traditions. Mr. Patton wished that the festival may bring joy, prosperity and harmony to every household. And in the FIDE World Chess Championship, India's D. Gukesh has taken 6-5 lead after defeating defending champion Ding Lijian in the 11th round in Singapore yesterday. With this win, 18-year-old Gukesh has succeeded in breaking the spate of draws and stepped closer towards becoming the youngest ever world champion. Only 3 games are remaining in the championship. The pressure will now be on the 32-year-old Ding Lijian in the 12th game tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.